Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Hi, lovelies. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Today, I want to talk about being naked. Now, let me stop you from even getting into a clouded mind, as some would say. When I say naked, I do not mean, oh my gosh, she wants us to run around being naked. No. When I speak of nakedness, I speak of vulnerability. I speak of sin. I speak of being ashamed. I speak of guilt, a loss of innocence. I speak of being human. And for those who would tell you they have never, ever, ever committed a sin, trust me. They have, and not only have they committed a sin, they probably committed ones that are beyond our imagination. When I think of nakedness, I also think about being a perfectionist. Now, just as a little sidebar, I am a perfectionist to an extent. I say to an extent because my siblings constantly remind me that it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to look at things kind of messy. Think about the world we live in. Think about what's going on in the world as we speak. It's messy. Not too long ago, people were allowed to beat on children because of what happened to a teacher in a different state. Now, for my ladies and gents who have children, you and I both know where that's leading. And that is not it. Sometimes people take being a perfectionist as a bad thing. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. In my opinion, it is a quality or distinctive characteristic that a person carries within themselves. That means that everything has to be top-notch to the T. Now you got your eyes and cross your T's? Yeah, that. That means that there's no flaws. There's no defects. Now, I don't know about you, but Taisha has defects. Taisha has flaws. I am flawed, and I'm okay being flawed. I'm okay not knowing everything. I'm okay being scared or feeling hurt or having quote-unquote imperfections about me. For example, when I was a child, people used to make fun of me because I have an outie belly button. So subconsciously, I didn't wear certain things like two-piece outfits or tight clothing or bathing suits that revealed my belly button. When now, I embrace her even more. I am 5'1", for some, perfect height. For others, oh, that shorty over there. You too short to do this. You're too short to do that. I've always been petite.
The smallest was during high school. To the point that I even had to wear two leggings to be a little slim thick. I can laugh now because it is funny. At the time, I thought something was wrong with me because I didn't walk around looking like everybody else in the magazine or on TV. I thought something was wrong with me because my body didn't clap like the girl that sat next to me. Or because you can see my bones depending on my fit for the day. My favorite? My overbite. Oh my gosh, if I could tell you the stories that I used to hear about having one, you would really think, now, how the hell she got past that? It's a part of me. It's who I am. And I will never forget, my mother tried to take me to get braces, and then they told me I would have to have a bar placed in my mouth and then some of my teeth taken out. And for what? A perfect smile for whom? Because trust and believe, people will still criticize you. People will still have something to say about you. And why? Well, they have nothing else to do. Literally. They want to become you. Literally. And all just to say they're better than you. When last time I checked, there was only one person that was better and above all of us. So you see, having imperfections is not a bad thing. However, we get molded into thinking we have to have certain things in order to be perfect. We have to live in a mansion. We have to live in a house. We have to have this kind of job. We have to wear name brand things because those are nice things. Are they? I hate to break it to you, but all they did was slap a logo on a purse, on a blouse, pair of slacks, a suit, some shoes. That's all they did. Anybody can do that and charge you money for it. I have a hair care line called Trees of Tresses. And I remember when I started that line, I was actually bored waiting for my sister to do my hair. She was doing her friend's hair. And I said, you know what? I'm bored. Let me make a product. And that's how it started. And Shania, if you're listening, I don't even remember that day, but that was funny. So I wanted everything to be a certain way. So I started playing around with the products, ingredients, different texture hair. I remember when I was sending it to YouTubers to try it, and one loved it still, to this day loves it. Always, 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 always will appreciate her support. Then I remembered another one who didn't like it because they have Ayurvedic herbs in it, which threw me off because she uses herbs. So I started spiraling and going down a rabbit hole of, oh my God, my products will never make it. They're not well known. I'm not a celebrity to most people. And notice I said most people because I'm one to myself. I'm sorry. Cocky, confident, whatever you want to call it. I'm one to myself. My product had to be perfect. My product had to stand for something. And you know that saying? If you stand for this, you'll fall for that. And then I realized, what am I doing? Comparing myself to people who probably could care less about the people who's buying their products? Nah, that's not me. Down to my logo for my product. That's not me. I make and create products from scratch. I enjoy doing it. It's very therapeutic for me. It doesn't have to be perfect for everyone as long as it's perfect for myself and those who support. I've gone from not selling a product to having to make double because somebody bought 10 jars at a time. I've gone from nobody wanting to try it to people in the federal government wanting to try. So you see, I'm far from perfect, such as my product, but I'm still here. I've done, seen, heard, bear witness, participated in some things that I probably had no business being in. to be honest. But I'm not perfect. Again, I'm okay being flawed. I'm okay having a defect because my imperfections, those are the exact things that make me perfect to him. I see so many of us doing things to our bodies to look like the model on page 48 of that magazine or on TV. And I wish we only knew what they went through to get that way. My old coworker, when I was an officer, I remember she went and got shots in her booty. $500 a cheek at a time. So we're talking a good 14 years ago. $500 a cheek. And she had to go back every couple of months just so she can look like who she thought she wanted to be. And years later, having to have surgery because of a malfunction within her body. From dyeing your hair a certain color to bleaching your skin, using certain terms that you can't even pronounce nor spell, and forgetting to be you. Forgetting to be that person that he took his time to carve and mold. Add a little freckle here and there, little specks here and there to your body. Your talents. Your natural talents. Not ones that you paid for. And that's a whole different conversation. But the talents that come with you, come with what makes you you. I own who I am. I tell people I am stubborn to the T. Very firm in what I want to do. Very firm in what I say. You shift me a bit, depending on the person, you might get a little shift. However, if I feel that you want to shift me to benefit you, which is manipulation for some, I'm not shifting. Sarcasm, third language. Outside of English and Patois, third language. So that's something that always came to me. Kind of stingy when it comes to certain things. And I say kind of because I'm also that person to take my clothes off my back to give to others. Again, I am me. And I told myself I won't change except for one person. And nobody's him but him. Nobody can be him but him. Maybe it's time to be naked again. Maybe it's time to feel vulnerable. I could only imagine what Adam and Eve went through and what were going through their minds when they literally were naked. The amount of exposure. Wow. And then after they did what they did, they chose to cover themselves up. Not entirely, for those who know the story, but certain parts of their body became sacred and they covered themselves up because they felt that guilt, that sense of shame. And yet when they were naked, they were so innocent and pure and connected to their higher being. When was the last time you covered yourself up with a piece of cloth to hide from whom you are? And let me just say this, it doesn't have to be actual piece of cloth, by the way. Sometimes we cover ourselves up by people, by objects. A lot of different ways to cover yourself up. Some call them coping mechanisms, techniques, skills. When was the last time you covered yourself up for you and only you? You didn't commit a sin. You covered yourself up because something happened to you. What did that feel like when you selectively picked up that item or chose that person to be your barrier? What feelings, emotions, and thoughts went through your mind as you were going through the I don't know what to do, but I know I gotta be covered right now because he doesn't love me, he doesn't see me for whom I am? Are you able to look in the mirror every day knowing that you're covering up whom you are? That you're no longer naked? I hate to break it to you, but he knew you before you knew you. So you can pat a bunch of makeup on your face, wear a bunch of masks, but he only sees the real you. The you that's not perfect. That isn't mine being judged. having stones thrown at them, which every stone thrown at you is not to hurt you. Some they actually did to build you. But that's another story for another day. Just because you might feel that you have lost your piece of innocence to others, you would never lose that piece of innocence to him. And with that, I would say this prayer. First and foremost, Father, I want to thank you for loving me when at times I don't know how to love me. When at times I cannot stand me. When at times I want to change things about me, things that I've done, things that I'm doing. I want to learn how to pray harder to avoid certain things from happening. I want to continue to be a voice. I want to continue to be unique. I want to continue to be a leader. And most importantly, having the message that you've instilled in me when I was in my mother's womb. And that message is to continue to be a disciple. I've noticed an increase in my anxiety, which has caused me to overthink, overlook, and rush things that were meant to be paved. One day, when it's all said and done, I will accept that I am imperfectly perfect, but not just to myself, but to you. Thank you.